I am beyond convinced at this point that these major media companies, they're just never going to learn. This is the environment that we are living in. We live in a society where a handful of people can be offended, be triggered by an off-the-cuff remark on live television, and it turns into headline news. I really do feel bad for the generation that's coming in behind me. I consider myself fortunate to be raised during normal times. The internet was in its infancy when I was a teenager. Social media didn't really take off until I was out of college. Back then, you had the luxury of learning from your mistakes without being exposed to the useless opinion of thousands of people, maybe millions of people. Social media has created this atmosphere where you always have to be on point. You always have to be perfect. No one can live up to this expectation. In the history of mankind, there's only been one man to lead a life without mistakes, and they killed him anyway. This is why I hate social media. It gives credence to things. It magnifies situations that really just don't need to be magnified. The 24-hour news cycle, it doesn't help either. The mainstream media, they feed off of social media. They have 168 hours every week that must be filled with content. So stories like this that we're about to discuss, they find their way into mainstream headlines when this should be a non-story. 20 years ago, no one would be talking about this. ESPN is notorious for overreacting to social media pleas. I think there's something like half the country living off of some sort of government assistance. Here on the channel, we call it woke welfare. If you ever wondered where these people congregate, they're all on Twitter. People that should have no power have been empowered by major media conglomerates. All it takes is a few dozen people to display their fake outrage, and powerful media companies are bending over ready for the cucumber. Last night, the Golden State Warriors decided to honor three stars from the early 90s. During the early 90s in the Bay Area, the Warriors went through the Run TMC era. They had three young stars, Chris Mullins, Mitch Richmond, and Tim Hardaway. The trio brought a level of success to Golden State that the franchise hadn't seen since the mid-70s. After the group was dismantled, the Warriors wouldn't have another consistent run in the playoffs for another 20 years. Well, KC, they made the playoffs in 2006. Yeah, I know. I said consistent run, multiple years, not just a one-off appearance. Although that Warriors team in 06-07, led by Baron Davis, coached by Don Nelson, they did have one hell of a run. One of the only times in NBA history an 8 seed upset a number 1 seed. But anyway, the Warriors, they were honoring the Run TMC era last night. Instead of their usual broadcast crew calling the game, which if I'm not mistaken, Bob Fitzgerald still the lead broadcaster in the Bay Area. Instead of Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports in the Bay Area, they allowed the Run TMC trio to broadcast last night's game. Now, I know Chris Mullins has broadcasting experience, but I'm pretty sure Mitch Richmond, Tim Hardaway, they have zero experience in broadcast television. Producing live television, it's the most difficult thing to do in entertainment. At least cable news hosts have the benefit of a teleprompter. When you're calling an NBA game live, there is no teleprompter. There is no script. You're on live TV reacting to what you're seeing on the court. During the beginning of the third quarter last night, one of the Spurs defenders got a bit physical with Steph Curry. He ended up being called for a foul. Curry's ass was down on the floor. Tim Hardaway, he had an interesting choice of words to describe what he was seeing. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard this analogy before. I know I have. I had the same reaction in the past that I did this morning when I heard it. None. I wasn't triggered. I didn't feel the need to grab my emotional support shovel. You guys may have a different reaction to it. So I'm giving you fair warning. If you were triggered by words, analogies, pause the video and locate your emotional support device. This is how Tim Hardaway described the exchange. I'm going to black out the video so I don't get hit with a copyright issue, but roll the film.
So y'all thought that was great D. I thought that was just raping. I think it could have went either way. Yeah, I think you should have called the police on that.
Right. If I were to have an issue with this entire scenario, my only issue with the comment would be the setting it was made in. We all have certain expectations when watching something on TV. My nephews are in my living room. I'm not going to sit there and turn on power. Too much cursing, too much sex and violence. When watching an NBA game, pretty confident they're not going to be exposed to anything they don't need to be exposed to at 3 and 5 years old. Outside of hearing one of the players cursing in a moment of anger, watching an NBA game, pretty safe for kids. But even with that being the case, at 5 years old, 3 years old, my nephews have no idea what rape is. I'm pretty sure they've never even heard the term. So that's my only issue with this, and that's a minor, minor issue. If you made your judgment based on the reactions in the media, you would think Tim Hardaway was actually guilty of what he said. Headline at God Awful announcing, Tim Hardaway makes awful, awful raping reference during Warriors TV broadcast. Yahoo Sports, they described this as an ugly phrase. Oh, oh, I know this was so traumatic for millions of my fellow shitfucks. It is amazing to me when you compare the reactions in the woke media, the triggered media, with a normal, honest media outlet. The New York Post, they didn't over-dramatize this. When they reported the Tim Hardaway incident, they informed their readers as to what happened, called the comment distasteful. That's fair reporting. It was a distasteful comment. It wasn't some traumatic experience requiring viewers to need immediate counseling for their episodes of PTSD. Now, of course, it wouldn't be true woke media reporting without digging into Tim Hardaway's past so they could pile on more bullshit. Outside of the New York Post, every outlet made reference to comments Tim Hardaway made on Dan Le Batard back in 2007. For some reason back then, they were talking about homosexuality. This might have been around the time that Jason Collins came out as the first openly gay NBA player. Actually, that might have been a few years later. I don't remember. But anyway, they were talking about homosexuality back in 2007. Tim Hardaway openly admitted that he didn't like gay people. He admitted that he was homophobic. He said he didn't want to associate himself with gay people. I think we can all admit that's an outdated outlook. That's a dumb thing to say. But do we need to be reminded of it 15 fucking years later? The guy apologized for his mistake. He said his religious beliefs, those beliefs influenced his views on homosexuality. But I'm struggling to draw the parallel here. I don't know what the hell his comments from last night have to do with what he said 15 years ago. But that's the media that we have. A media who will never, ever forgive and forget. Unless, of course, they're the ones in need of forgiveness. In that case, we're all supposed to immediately forget about it and move on. Tim Hardaway, he made his off-color reference early in the third quarter last night. It was one of the first possessions coming out of halftime. I think there was like 11 minutes left in the third quarter. It was early. So if producers at NBC Sports thought what he said was so egregious, so triggering, so offensive, that it warranted a public apology, they would have forced him to apologize immediately, right? Right? Remember 2 years ago when Tom Brenneman was caught on a live mic using a homophobic slur? You guys remember that? It was during a Reds broadcast. He thought they were on commercial break. His slur ended up being broadcast live on air. They yanked his ass off the air immediately. They forced him to apologize, pulled him from the booth in the middle of the fucking broadcast. He was never forgiven. Dude went from calling games in Major League Baseball, calling NFL games on Fox, to working for something called Chatterbox Sports. So if what Tim Hardaway said was as egregious as the mainstream media is pretending that it is, he would have been pulled off the air immediately, right? At minimum, he would be forced to immediately apologize, right? NBC Sports did force him to apologize. Almost an hour later, going into the fourth quarter, Tim Hardaway issued the following apology. Watch for yourself.
Fourth quarter. Hey, everybody. I used a poor choice of words earlier in the broadcast. I want to apologize for that. And, let's get back to the game and let's finish this game off with a 30-point win and go home happy.
The only reason NBC Sports forced him to issue this apology is because they saw the reaction on Twitter. Reactions from people who barely know how to put a fucking sentence together. It is easy for some unemployed wanker spanker to criticize someone for making an off-color remark on live TV. They can't relate to the situation. Number one, They don't understand what it's like to have a job. And number two, they'll never be in a situation where they're put in front of a live mic. Most of them are calling for Tim Hardaway to be canceled. Again. And look, what he said was distasteful. It was dumb. But we all knew what he meant. We all knew the context of what he was saying. I get so tired of these mainstream media outlets overreacting to people whose only purpose is overreacting to being triggered and then insulting our intelligence in the process. Not one normal person lost sleep last night over what Tim Hardaway said. If you did, that is a you problem. 15, maybe 20 years ago, this would not have generated one headline in the mainstream media. This was not a nationally broadcasted game. It was on regional television in the San Francisco Bay Area. Maybe, 200,000 people were watching that game last night. If it hadn't been for some shit fuck named Chuck the Fuck posting the clip on Twitter, none of us would know about it. If this same comment had been made by someone like Mark Jones, the media would completely ignore this story. Mark Jones lied on the air about Jacob Blake. He claimed Jacob Blake was unarmed when police shot him months after Jacob Blake admitted he was going for a knife. The media ignored the story. Mark Jones claimed that he was afraid of his security detail when going to college football games because they were off-duty police officers. These white birthing persons, they may shoot me because they'll see my skin and think I'm a carjacker. The media ignored the story. The only reason they are going after Tim Hardaway the way they're going after him is because of what he said in 2007. If it wasn't for that, or if Tim Hardaway was a deacon at Woke United Methodist, the media would ignore this story too. Maybe I'm in the minority here. Maybe I'm the only one who doesn't get triggered over words. You can walk into any gym or park in America today, and someone will make this same analogy about a basketball game. Hell, during the broadcast last night, Chris Mullins and Mitch Richmond, they seemed to barely even notice when Tim Hardaway said it. But what do you think? Should Tim Hardaway receive the ridicule that he is receiving because of this one off-color comment? Were you triggered by this? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.